Okay, all set. Welcome to the conceptual design meeting. The agenda. In the opening, I'll again be the secretary and make minutes, take minutes. And it will be three presentations, just like the last meeting. So, who wants to start off? Technical designer again? Okay. Second meeting in the shared folder, which is still not quite okay. Still some technical difficulties, so the first part of the minutes are very hard to read because there are two documents that were layered over each other.
Okay.
But from now on, I won't use my pen anymore. It'll be just ordinary keyboard.
Be better. Yeah.
Keyboard work.
Yeah.
I think it will.
Okay, when we talk about components design, it's really about the material and really the stuff we build the remote controls of. Remote control consists of components, and the components of a remote control consist of properties and material. We have to choose these wisely, and it could affect a kind of growth in buying the remote controls. The components of a remote control are of course the case. The properties of the case are it has to be solid, a hard material like hard plastic with soft rubber for falling and it feels good in your hand. The buttons has to be solid too, and the material is soft rubber. I've got a email from the possibilities of real reaction. They're telling me that when we build a remote control of plastic or rubber, the buttons have to be rubber too. When we use a rubber double curved case, we must use a rubber push buttons too. The rubber double curved case is a three-dimensional curve in the design, which is necessary when we want to be trendy. The energy source, I've got a lot of possibilities for that too. The basic battery, which I prefer because of its non-depending of here you have to have kinetic energy also in this one, like in the watches, but remote control can lie on the table for a day. And then you push a button, and so you don't have to walk with it all the time. Solar cells are also a bit weird for remote controls. Also, the case material. I think plastic is the best with rubber, because wood or titanium would also be a bit weird.
Titanium is probably trending.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
But maybe it's a little bit expensive.
They don't tell anything about the cost of titanium. The chipset and the board is all off the shelf. Also, the speaker in the remote control when we want to retrieve it. The base station is also off the shelf. All the materials and components are just available in our factory. I've told about the three first points. The simple electronic chip is available with the LED transmitter. It's all off the shelf, and even the speaker and the wireless retriever are all available in our company. Another possibility I looked upon was the LCD displays. Could be something special to our remote control, and it's possible, but it only costs a bit more. But maybe it can be within the limits of 25 euros.
It's probably not.
I've got an email with some examples, and these were the most trendiest one. You see covers, which can be...
What are those?
I don't know.
But it's actually kind of, well, it resembles the design.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the cartoonish, LSE kind of design.
Yes, maybe we can bring a couple of types of maybe a kind of whole set of different remote controls. Maybe we can bring a whole line with a huge variety of house stuff, like maybe radios and television also in the same style.
Yeah, that'll be for the future, I guess.
Yes, because we have to
next time we're
we have to we have to bring the logo and all the stuff back into it.
Yeah.
Shall go to the next slide. I still don't have any information about user requirements. I was thinking about just the basic functions, and I got.
Well, we decided on
that
last meeting.
Yeah,
and
but then I don't know when there are new user requirements. Nothing?
No, we decided to use only basic functions. No.
Well, I have here a couple of basic functions I could think of.
Okay.
I don't know if there are maybe a little bit more, but...
Well, maybe we can think of that later.
Yeah.
These are the ones you already summed up. Yeah,
yeah I well, I pointed them out here, just to make it a little bit easier. Another function is, of course, we already discussed it on the site. I don't know what causes of it. No idea. But I was also looking for what you said. For I got an email about LCD in front of the remote control. I don't know if that's a good idea, or maybe it's a little bit too much for 12 and a half. Production. If we got already something like a base.
It's redundant also, maybe. I don't know what kind of.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about it when I got a pop up.
Maybe
too,
we can bring
tape decks to the
remote control.
A
little
bit too
big, RCF.
A little bit too big, I think.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the functions are not more to discuss, I think.
No.
It's just the basic things. We already discussed it, no VGR or that kind of, so that's very easy.
But you do mention the next and previous button.
Mm-hmm.
next channel.
Well, that next channel.
Oh,
I mean
okay.
my next channel. Oh yeah, I got an email with with an remote control with a base, so it's just an idea. I think of the button sizes, and I'm not sure if they have to be big or just small.
I think it depends on the function.
Well, I'm not the I'm the expert for user friendly, but not for trendiness. Maybe.
Well, if you say perhaps tiny buttons aren't user friendly, then we wouldn't implement that, of course.
Well, okay, that's your point. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I have nothing to.
So that's right.
When we only use basic functions, we have the possibility to make the buttons larger.
With a little
yeah.
bit larger, yeah. I thought so, but maybe with the.
Well, I think we already agreed upon the fact that the skip buttons and the volume buttons, those two,
have
to be large.
Large?
I mean the two basic buttons, you know, to skip channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To, I think, yeah, I don't know why, but I think that is.
Most used buttons.
It, you know, it puts an extra accent on the simplicity of
yes.
our remotes to make
yeah.
these two most basic functions extra big.
Those are probably the four most used buttons on the
yeah. You want to accentuate that?
Sorry,
it's from your research.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That was all personal preference I didn't have. I didn't have any time left, so.
You don't care.
Let's have it.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, click on it.
Oh, great. Well, I've done some research again about trends on the internet. I've done some investigation and I got some information from fashion watchers from Paris and Milan. Some findings. The most important thing is fancy look and feel of the remote control. We were going to imply that, so that's nice. The second important thing is innovative technology in the RC. Our market really likes that. And the third point there in this order of importance, the third point is a high ease of use. And for the idea. I've put some trends for the market for elderly people, dark colors, simple recognizable shapes. So we probably won't do that. The younger market likes the themes of this year are surprisingly fruits and vegetables and spongy material. I found this image, which is, it symbolizes the idea of fruits and vegetables. I don't see the spongy part in it, but with a little bit of fantasy.
Maybe then we have to do something with SpongeBob.
Exactly. I got some ideas. Pictures isn't really a good word, but some symbols of fruits or vegetables, maybe. Catch the colors. Fruit is yellow, green, red, whatever. So remote controls in catch the colors. No, we don't want dark colors.
No, dark
colors. No, I just put them there to for a general idea.
Okay.
And the docking style, I think a spongy material is very irritating for the remote control itself. But to implement some spongy thing, maybe we can do it in the docking station, at the bottom of the docking station or whatever. And we could bring one line with the dark color to how do you say?
For diversity.
Yeah, also a bit for elderly people who are a little bit crazy and want maybe want a little younger design, but still the dark color. I mean, it reaches a different market, but it doesn't cost really much effort to bring like a black RC on the market or whatever. Yes.
But how do we use fruits and vegetables?
Well, there's always empty space, of course, on a remote control. I mean, I think this part of the RC, well,
I don't think you have to do
the upper part or whatever is not used with buttons, I guess. So you can put some fruity things.
But it doesn't have to remind you, you know, like explicitly or so.
No,
more
of course
specific.
Not.
Piece of fruit, but just, you know, like the round curves and such. I think this
especially
it already resembles something like a pear to me or something.
Yeah, yeah exactly. If
yeah.
we make it a little bit greenish.
You get the idea, the fruit
yeah,
is kind of round.
And we could use one of these for the,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
Don't you need a creative artist or something like this to make
of course
feel like
sure.
a vegetable or fruit.
We have very big.
We can produce multiple things. This is then the pear. I don't know the English word, so forget it.
Pear,
and maybe banana is not easy for remote control, but
we can't make all 10 designs. We have to make one design.
No, but I think it's
maybe two or three.
What we're up to.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to resemble what I already said, a specific piece of fruit, which is
no, sure,
a fruity thing going on.
But that's great, and what I was saying,
like
catchy colors.
Yeah, I do like the idea of making a catchy color design, and because I think a dark color would be nice too.
Yeah.
Pictures of fruit.
Maybe it's too much.
But
pictures was a bad word.
The firm colors, our own colors have to be in
yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow, a real reaction.
Yes, you can put the logo on top of it.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
think our
yeah.
company colors are fashionable.
Maybe we can, if we got our docking station over here, I can draw with this thing, but I'll try.
And
if this is our docking station, we can make our logo over here. It doesn't work. And then,
in the button, then
with the strawberry on top.
Yeah,
well,
the bottom of
the button over here or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
On the front, of course, because else you can't find it. Well, that were my ideas a little bit. I'll close them down. Go away.
Okay. Can you open the conceptual design?
Conceptual design.
Table?
Yes.
See what was on the agenda.
The agenda.
This is on the road. Because maybe we can start with the technical functions, but I don't think it's there. Yeah. Do we want to use an LCD display, for example?
Well, it's nice, of course,
yeah.
but I don't know what to display on it.
Maybe we can make a TV guide on it for the channel you're on.
Yeah, but it should be like this big, and I don't think
we
should do
a TV channel with four programs. You can zap through them with the page up, page down button.
Yeah, sure, but it has to show an entire title of the program, or at least a quite large part of it, and then you get a very large LCD.
No, on your mobile phone you can read text also. So why not on your remote?
I think it's a bit redundant, and it's also not. I don't even think it looks like six.
Oh, what
you will
display?
Program information.
Isn't that
or a
guide on TV? A lot of new TVs.
Teletext, yes, also on the internet.
Well, a lot of TVs indeed show when you.
You're already watching
to
TV. You're not gonna watch your remote control.
Yes, but you also want to know what's next.
But then we also need to bring out a line of TVs, which we were planning to do, whatever. Because the TV has to send information back to the RC. And then And I don't know if that's
Yes,
possible.
that's really possible.
Yes, yes, of course it's possible, but you gotta implement it in the TVs, and I don't think everyone's gonna buy a real reaction TV within a month after the release of our remote
I really understand you want to make your job more exciting than anyone else at the end, but I really don't think it's a good thing, because it also doesn't stroke with we wanted when we talk about the materials, it's a good idea to use these plastic materials with the soft rubber stuff on it. It was our idea, you know, to give it a more sturdy look and that you like you can throw with it. But I don't think an LCD display fits in that image, you know, it's like more vulnerable and it adds
that's
nothing
true.
Really,
that's
you know.
True. It breaks, it's not very solid. It's
you can make it, but it's just, it doesn't, I don't think it is coherent with the design we're after.
No, I don't think so.
But it's my opinion. Well, you can vote for it. You want the LCD display.
No.
I don't want to, and he doesn't, so it's up to him. I've read somewhere that I've got some kind of veto right. So I can also
awesome.
We can vote you away.
Skip the so what? But do you
yeah,
think
I don't know. If it's
we're not even sure what information we want.
No, that's right. And
yeah.
I also have to think about new functions, maybe buttons or something like that to control that kind of LCD or something. Or
you can use the buttons that are already on the remote control for double function.
Like
and then you
when
push
I go to
a
the
button.
Second channel, what does it show me?
The title and the information about the program.
About the program.
But what he said was right about the televisions. They have to be customized.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
But
no.
Maybe in future it will be a giant hit, and when you are the first,
the bigger universal remotes, they have LCD displays, but then it's very functional to indicate with what device you are controlling. That's what I've seen.
Yeah,
you can put
a
little
yeah.
LCD display on it with lots of information.
But
I haven't thought
just
about
it. Doesn't match with our whole basic concept.
But when you put a transparent plastic screen on top of it isn't vulnerable.
No,
you can throw
okay,
with it.
That's maybe not the most important, but it's just.
Is it fashion?
When you
so.
Put maybe a color LCD screen on it, it's very special and very trendy. Who have a remote
that's
control?
Not that's not the market, if it's trendy.
Yeah, well, do you have to answer the trendiness of LCD
because
display.
Because our model
has
been put very trendy, to be honest. But I don't know if I'm coming back to the costs again, but I think we've got to build a pretty cheap design to stay within our limits. And I think, especially color LCD, which is indeed pretty trendy, but I don't think I think it will be too expensive.
But I've got the email with the possibility. And LCD was a possibility for remote control. So why don't we use it?
And did it say price also for monochrome LCD or colored LCD?
Yeah, if you want to be trendy, you have to be colored. Colored.
Yeah, really. If you
if you're black and white or something or gray.
In 2004, you can't put something on the market which is monochrome. Really.
No, but it doesn't say anything about the color. I also got the possibility to put a scroll button on it. I didn't
really
do
not have the whole idea of LCD display, I'm sorry. You can't convince me. I don't know how much with you guys, but I don't really feel we already
it's
too
much of maybe
with
the LCD and the docking
station. Base
station and
gadget, and we want it has to be a simple design which
yes, but
we've got to find one
thing
for.
Special, and I think that's a whole package of specialty.
I don't see how the LCD display is going to add anything on a design level. I think it's slicker to have no LCD. We want to,
but it's
simplicity. You have two big buttons, and you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but
with these two buttons,
then remote controls are already on the market.
It doesn't fit
it's
in our philosophy behind the whole remote.
Yes, but when you want to have something special.
Yeah, but we already have the docking station, which is.
Yes,
we have
but
a
we have a
yeah.
picture of it from another company.
That's me the first.
Yeah.
No, but this is. That's
it's
our
just,
that's
just
our
an idea.
Future.
Yeah.
That's our
yes, it was already made. The remote control.
No, we're
going to
develop our own.
Is that something? Was
yes,
well,
yeah,
it wasn't just
right.
a prototype. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly. I've not seen it in the
store. We really have to cut this off. I mean, I know, I get the idea you really like it, you know, the LCD thing, but I think it's not a good idea. We have already mentioned all arguments. Do you guys think it's too much?
I think it's a little too much, yeah.
It's overdone.
Okay,
we skip the
LCD. Okay.
I'm sorry, maybe you can do something here for your major. Don't place or make it happen in your basement or something.
And I will rule the world with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, but for the technical part, the material, I think it was a good idea to use the plastic and the rubber.
Yes, maybe a bit of cushioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
was
the spongy.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it was already what we're after, you know, to give it the soft touch in your hands
yeah.
and also the, you know, like, yeah, this is airbag
like
kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
you just can drop it.
Throw it if
you yeah.
if you drop it, if you drop it, the airbag comes out.
Yeah. No.
Maybe. But then we have to look that it will not be too childish to see.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point, and that's why I like the dark color grid. You know.
Yeah.
Because it maybe the design. It's maybe it is a bit of.
But not black, I think.
It's a bit 90s, maybe what we're up to. But
well, if it's fruit and vegetables, it has to be colorful.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
yeah,
that's
but it has to be a little bit solid. It mustn't be too, you know, too overwhelming when you put it.
Can
in
we combine it or something with yellow and black?
Yeah, maybe so.
Make it a bee.
What?
Oh,
a bee.
No, I don't like the yellow. So, but it is our company colors.
Yes,
yeah.
real colors.
Yeah.
we have to use yellow.
Yeah.
I don't like yellow.
Well, we can as I
but that's not really
draw fruity. Really nicely over there. We can put the logo on our base station. Yeah. And maybe very, very tiny on the remote control itself, but
okay, but what are other technical things we have to discuss?
Fronts of the we can have different fronts of the
should we do that? I don't think we should do that. Maybe just bring it out in different
fronts.
Colors but not
yeah.
after you can
I guess that's
fronts
not
afterwards it's also too much. People don't want to spend more money on
yeah.
their remote control idea.
You can
these designs
choose the customer which color you want.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Just
three,
bring
three
more
or
designs
four, to mark. Four colors?
Okay, so are we through the technical part then?
Yes.
Okay. So we agreed upon, not, well, not
well,
this
are real
young
and
yeah.
dynamic styles.
The materials you mentioned in your personal preferences were all quite okay.
Is titanium?
No, titanium
is
not
a
question.
It's
also
like this titanium.
Yes.
But
when
is
we
it possible
use
to use both the plastic and soft things and titanium as well?
Sure.
Makes it an
homogeneous
design.
But it you can throw with it. It will make a huge noise or break other stuff. When you throw with a titanium
stuff
with your remote control.
Well.
Nah.
Yeah.
Titanium
yeah.
is a bit
no, but, you should
a bit harder.
Yeah.
But also on the colors, the
okay, think of the possibility to make it completely titanium. Or would it be more trendy, more chic?
Yeah,
I think titanium nowadays is way more often used than plastic.
Yes, but the titanium remote control, when you're watching TV or your hands
yeah.
are a little bit sweaty and
on the other hand, if you want to make fruit stuff with
yeah, but I really like the idea of the plastic and the big kind of
yeah.
thing because then it's you know it
yeah,
fits in
true,
our philosophy to make it sturdy and simple and
Sports and gaming.
When you make it titanium, it becomes more like some kind of gadget you actually don't need. And when it's big and plastic, it's like some fun stuff you can always have around. It's always fun to have something big and plastic around.
You have to have the heat player, like it. Isn't that titanium with a little bit of rubber?
Yes, it's.
But
it is plastic.
It's plastic.
But it's titanium looking.
Yes,
what we can do that on
yeah,
the
yes,
yeah,
yes. I don't know if you know the MP3 player of Nike.
Oh,
that, that's
okay,
very
yeah.
With rubber,
yeah, yeah,
so
I
it's
see.
Very.
We can
yeah,
make
but
this a style too.
Well, maybe this is difficult because that's different material, and then you gotta have like two material lines.
No, we can make it from the same kind of plastic.
Yeah, if it's just a color which you change, then I guess it's nice to have one of these.
No, I do like the idea of maybe a titanium kind of type of body and then with plastic coloration around it. You
yeah.
know, like the soft stuff. But I don't know if it's possible.
I don't have the information. I didn't got it.
But you can make the plastic give it the titanium look.
Yes, true.
Or make it just like shine.
Yeah, true.
Maybe
like
we should
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
maybe yeah, that's a good idea. But if you want to last longer
yeah.
than 2 weeks or something,
and
maybe.
Maybe we should we? I don't know if we should talk about how.
In a lot of other.
I don't know what time.
40 minutes.
In a lot of other product categories, like even in bags industry, they began with typical leather bags, but then they became stylish with all sort of colors.
Yeah.
Kind of font of fronts.
Okay.
Like we can use on the telephone. And like Eastpak began a revolution with it, with all these kind of bags and colors
and in different colors.
Yes, and styles.
Okay.
They have also kind of roses on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 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 It's a possibility. But let's think
then
about.
Then we can always use the same design. For a greater resemblance, but with new, with new colors,
new
prints.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what our basic idea. I mean, we're probably gonna have like two type of materials, like the plastic enclosure and then the pads that surround it, and lines, with some carpet lines too. But are we going to give the two-tone color look, like the plastic mold is in one color and the cushion pads around it are in another color? Is that the idea? Is that a good idea?
How do you mean the
rubber?
Best?
How many colors are we? How many colors are we gonna? We're only 5 minutes left.
Yes.
How many colors are we gonna give it? Like two
yeah.
tone color?
Yeah.
There are three
not
components.
Much,
three components type. You have the buttons, the case.
I think maybe the case
the
itself should be in one color, and then the rubber of the buttons. And the cushions
yes.
as well should be in another.
Or you just
yeah.
make one color, maybe with a kind of like a big wave or something like.
Okay, but not more than
another color.
Yeah.
Not
so
more than two colors.
No.
I think.
No, definitely not.
Maybe
it
we should
too
talk
flashy.
About it on a
yes.
Or when you use the buttons as black, you can use two colors as well.
Okay. Well, we have to think of some other important things. Oh yeah, the functionalities
the
or the
buttons. Yeah, I was thinking about the. Do we still want the joystick idea?
No.
No, I think that's too vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think this is okay. So we have basic, we have the numbers, we have the power button, we have the teletext button.
Volume, teletext.
And maybe want to access a menu or something.
Yeah, but that's
have a menu.
I was thinking that's got to be on the
top. Yeah, but I think I really need a menu button. It's just the
well
only
what
button.
What
only
kind of menu?
You know,
isn't that different from every television?
No, I think most TVs
yeah.
have an,
yeah,
a menu nowadays to access the screen settings. And
yeah, I think it's okay to add a menu button for.
But that covers all the other settings. It covers everything then.
But then you have to put up and down and left and
yeah,
right.
You
and
can
you
put that on the 2, 8, 4, and 6.
And you can also use the normal
okay.
skip buttons for that. In that way, we
yeah.
have like only the numbers, the power button, skip and volume, and then
mute.
And then text in a menu, and then
that's
it. That's all we need.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
not
gonna about the design of the docking station, something important about this thing? It should remind us of the remote itself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
In one corner.
Are we gonna do something with the spongy thing there?
I think the spongy thing already comes forward in the cushions, pads,
yeah,
on the side.
That's
we will make it spongy. And the fruity thing is just the shape should be fruity. I think this is kind of fruity, you know, just round shapes with the.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. And with catchy colors.
We really have to think. I think colors is very important because it has to be flashy, but it doesn't have to be annoying. That when you know, some things is just over the top, and when you have
yeah,
a table for more than 2 weeks, it just gets annoying because it's so big and flashy. It has to be some level of subtlety, but we have to still have to think of how we manage to get
yeah
to that.
I guess so.
But I think also with this, so we have to do something with color, but also I think we have to keep the dark color thing in mind. I think
yes,
that
yeah
adds to the too much color, maybe.
Too much color, when you got it in the living room, it's
but
too much, maybe.
Design
yeah
experts
yeah
will
be
always
at
that.
Okay.
Well, I think the meeting will be over within a minute. So
something
we want to
like
wrap
that
up. Or is there anything we'd like to discuss?
I guess not. Do you guys?
Well, you will read the minutes in the. You can find them in
sure,
the.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah, well, no, for sure, because I'm the one that typed them out.
What are we going to do now?
You'll see
yeah
in your email.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I hope not. And the other thing is that you will have kind of prototype or something like that. If you see kind of prototype, you can.
I will make one
more
in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Construct one, yeah.
But
you'll have to.
Toilet paper.
Alright, shall we get back to work?
Yeah.
Great.
I was waiting for
you. Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back to your pen.
Be lazy.
Come on.